Zibanejad and Lundell for the faceoff, and we're underway as Forsling's got the puck and he'll dump it in the New York zone. Tarkov steps in against Zibanejad. Fox was there to play it back for Keandre Miller. He'll get it off the glass, kept in by Tkachuk. Barkov down for Reinhardt. Cut to Reinhardt, opening goal of game three.
The turnover didn't cost Schneider, but at the end of the day, his penalty did. It was all part of the turnover that leads to this goal. And Reinhardt does something here that we haven't seen a lot of. He took a lane to the net that has not existed very much in this series, and it was there, and he took it. He drives to the net on his backhand. This is a guy who can score equally backhand, forehand. He's got a great set of hands. He hadn't emptied into this series yet. Now he has.
Surveys the ice. He'll hand it off for Ekblad. Now Reinhardt to Barkov. Around the goal he goes. Barkov in the backhand. We got the shot on edge. So Sturkin makes the stop.
They come up the ice, little indirect to Reinhardt. He chips it ahead to Barkov, and he is just a ball. He just turns.
Deflected into the Ranger end. Miller on the puck. Got it around for Trouba. Goes off the stick of Reinhardt. Comes right back to him. Now Trocheck will spin Lafreniere. Scores! Alexei Lafreniere with his first goal this series, and the Rangers tie it at one.
The puck gets knocked down on Trouba, and he just stays with it. Like it's a lucky break, he gets it back, and then the headbanding to Lafreniere, and he is wide open. Trocheck with a beautiful pass, and what a nice goal. We've seen two backhand goals in this game. It's hard for Bobrovsky to read it. I think there was a part of Bobrovsky that thought he was going to pull this to his forehand and try to five-hole him.
And now it's Rempe trying to reach in for it. Mikkola got it to the point. Lindgren will keep it in. Cooley after the puck. That goal ignited all the Rangers fans in the building here. Schneider with a shot. Goal! Goudreau kept it in front. 2-1 New York.
Out of the corner, back to the point. And Schneider, who was a bit of a goat on the first goal for the Panthers, is going to chip in here with a nice wrist shot right in the right spot, and Barkley Goudreau tips this thing. Rempe takes a crack at it as well. He's standing right in front of Bobrovsky. The importance of that is huge.
That's a thing of beauty for a fourth line centerman on your team. That was a nice goal.
Friday center, Zibanejad with a great chance, and he's denied by Bobrovsky. Ekman Larson the other way for Reinhardt. Center, Ekman Larson. Oh, a big save made by Shesterkin.
He's not your focus. The puck's up against the wall. You're battling, you're trying to kill off time. And Goudreau had to really recoil and get back to the front of the net quickly there on Barkov.
Miller put it off the stick. Carter Verhaeghe on it. Down low, Reinhardt scores. Reinhardt, second of the day.
On the arm, a windmill into the glass head first, and a couple of goals for Reinhardt. What a first period. He knocks the puck down off Keandre Miller, and there's another turnover. You have the puck on your stick, and this is going to go off Trouba skating in. He gets a bit lucky, but remember, you know, Lafreniere put one in his own net too, so this is a bit of an own goal off Trouba skate. No chance for Shesterkin, but again, the turnover and the penalty by Schneider, and then the penalty by Rempe.
Right for Tkachuk in front. Carter Verhaeghe ends up with it. Hands it off for Tkachuk. Waiting back to the net. Tkachuk to his legs. What a play. And a great save made by Shesterkin. Adjusted to 14-8 in favor of Florida. It's the biggest shot difference through seven periods of this series.
The power plays, you know,
had a big factor on that. And the Rangers, two goals in a span of 25 seconds or less during the round before the Stanley Cup Final for the third time in franchise history. They did in game one of the 2014 Conference Finals and game four of the 1932 semifinal. Bennett down the wing. trying to put the shot to the net. Truba tipped it away. Penalty coming up here. Bennett took the helmet of Truba off his head in the corner. Lafreniere up high. Strikes it. Goes to net. Scores! What a play! What a goal! Alexi Lafreniere! Second of the game. Rangers regain the lead.
And then coming up the ice, he just decides, fake the shot. Kulikov bites on it. He goes down on one knee. He's no good down there. In comes the toe drag. Ekman-Larsson reaches in, misses it. And on the backhand, Lafreniere buries it, this time low, unlike the first one where it was top shelf. What a great goal by Lafreniere. And for the New York Rangers to be up 3-2 here on the road with 4:37 to go. What a beauty goal.
Paul Maurice getting word from the training staff right now on the bench. They've been updated among Rodriguez again. As the Rangers are on the good draw, will fire it down the ice. Trocheck first on it. He's bumped, throws it, and Fox goes! Barclay, good goal! His second of the day, ripping it under the bar and in, a shorthanded goal!
And then this dump out down the ice. Trocheck gets to it first. He tries to take the net on Montour, does a really nice job. But coming to back check is Tkachuk. And Tkachuk kind of goes to the corner as well. And Gaudreau's going to walk right down Main Street and just rip this thing. And what a beautiful goal. Three goals in his last two games. And the fourth liner. You know he has skill sets. This kid lit it up in every league he ever played in. I mean, he went to a team that was really, really good, and he had to find his place, and he's finding it.
Barkov looking for the deflection. He'll go after it. Shesterkin trying to get his stick back. Barkov down into the corner. Mikola around the net. One hand on it. Can't get it on goal. Left it for Hagee. And that scores! Barkov might have tipped that one in. He did, and it's a one-goal game.
He tries to reach for it on a couple of occasions. Eventually, he gets it. He slides over. He's sitting up against the post, and Trocheck has no idea where Barkov is. He has no idea. Barkov skates into the picture as the puck is coming, and it goes off him and into the net. Trocheck's following the puck. Puck, 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 puck. He has a little shoulder check. But then he allows Barkov to get inside him. Their normal expectations are just not simply realistic with a player who's missed as much time as he has, but we certainly are aware of his capabilities.
Here's Forsling. He's got room and he scores! Forsling ties it at four!
First of all, the icing. You take an icing, then you lose a draw clean, and you got to give a lot of credit to Tkachuk, okay? Watch him come across. He takes a puck that gets one in a 50-50 area, and he makes it a clean win. Forsling starts to get a couple of steps behind it. He lays it right into his wheelhouse, and then he pulls the trigger right there. A beautiful shot high over the glove.
7 seconds to go. Mikola up ahead. It's tipped in. Schneider goes after it. Bump five for Hagee, and he'll hold it long enough to send game three to overtime.
And we heard Ron on the panel. It's so much to discuss. There are so many things you could sit down for hours and debate. And one thing you can't debate are the number 13s have been fabulous to us.
Wennberg and Rodriguez for this faceoff. Sits free at the dot. Kulikov comes in to take it. Rangers get it back, though. Shot towards it. It scores! Lindgren shot from the point. It's into the back of the net. And the Rangers remain perfect in overtime in these playoffs.
The puck sits in the middle, and it eventually gets pulled back by Roslovic as it comes to the net. It hits Wennberg. Now, where does it hit him? I think it hits him on the shaft of his stick as he's pushing it downwards. It looks like it there, but they're saying it's his glove. And similar to the Barkov goal, where to me it's a extremely tough call because Barkov was shooting the puck and his hand was moving forward. Is he really pushing it towards the net, or was it a shooting motion? I think this is a good goal.